Cleaning Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I want to take a quick moment, as I do, to thank you for being amazing. You all share the show. You give great reviews on iTunes. There's all sorts of feedback that we give. Without you, Cleaning Nation, this show, this community, everything that we do for owners of cleaning companies would disappear and evaporate overnight. So I just want to give you all the credit you deserve and say thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing the show, for tuning in, for subscribing, rating, reviewing, all the good stuff. If you happen to be listening to the podcast, we have a YouTube channel that's the same content, but you can absorb it while you're at home with video, all sorts of good stuff. A lot of you are on video and don't know that you can take us on the road while you're driving, cleaning, do whatever you want by subscribing to the podcast. They're both totally free. No matter where you're listening, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. That is where I put all of the amazing tools that you need, free and paid, to grow your cleaning company. If you dig the show, you are going to love what we have waiting for you at growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with my friend Pascal I'm going to let him say it, but he's from Zebedee Professional Cleaning. Zebedee serves the Houston, Texas area with commercial cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Pascal and his team, you can hold him at www.zebedeepro.com. Pascal, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you, man. How y'all doing out there?
You might be the first guest that took my ridiculously high, too high, too fast talking energy and kicked it up a level, man. I love that. Right off the bat, you're bringing the heat.
Man, listen, from where I come from to where I'm at, everything is a blessing.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
I am so glad to have you. And we're going to do this show just a little different than most and have a little extended introduction for two reasons. One, the way I met Pascal was cool, and I want to share that with you. Two, Pascal's story is so fascinating. I want him to share that with you. So for those of you that follow the show closely or on my email list where I kind of update you on what's going on, I was in Texas at a couple speaking gigs with Swept. It's an amazing online software, and they had a Reframe conference, and I was honored to be the keynote speaker there. Anyway, I got to meet a lot of you at that, or at least a lot of the Texans of you in that event, and Pascal was one of them, and he and I spoke for not even 5 or 10 minutes, and immediately I'm like, I have got to get this guy on the show to share a story. So if you're willing, Pascal, if you could give us just like a 3-minute synopsis of your story and where you're from and where you're at, I will shut up and listen is just as interested as I was the first time I heard it.
All right. My name is Pascal Ineza Nagaziki. I was born in Rwanda. I was raised in California. If we're going to make this a little bit short, we met in Houston, Texas. About 2.5 years before we met, I was homeless on the streets of Houston, Texas, out here, technically in Conroe, Texas. There was a church called Under Over Fellowship in Conroe, Texas, that partnered the gospel with a sandwich, and I ended up giving my life to the Lord. And from there, I just started rebuilding. They have a missions program where they help people off the streets, and they helped me get a job. I had an opportunity to where I could take over some contracts, and I talked to the pastor. I'm like, hey, man, I've always really wanted to run my own business. And then he let me come back. And since last year, every month I would save up and get a cash card. Then I'll save up and get my equipment. Then I'll save up and get one book, and I would read. And I went turnkey, I think, in January. And so my real job is to tell people what the Lord's done for me, and everything else is just a byproduct. And my brand is, I just want to be somebody so I can help somebody. Just like Mike Campton, giving is way better than receiving. Like this information he's given me today through his book he gave me has really changed the way that I see the business altogether. It's really put me above a lot of other companies around me.
I got to tell you, man, you are just one of the favorite people. I meet so many people in this business. And Pascal, your story, your passion, your boldness and your love for Jesus and where you came from just fires me up, man. I could not be more proud to have you on the show. I am guessing, Clean Nation, if you were digging this guy, make sure to go to his website, shoot him an email, give him some love and tell him, give him the support and encouragement that he deserves, because this guy's a total rock star. And at the event that we were at before I knew his story, I self-nominated him best dressed. This guy came in, he's got the suit, he's looking good. And I enjoyed talking to you beforehand. Once I heard your story, I'm like, I've got to get you on the show. So thank you so much for sharing. Oh, and by the way, Clean Nation, we talked for a couple minutes before we started recording, and I did send him a copy of my book because this is exactly the kind of guy I want to support any way I can. And he had like 9 questions for me already from the book. So I've got to tell you, man, there's so much. Oh, I've got this book, I've got that book, and I've read this book and I've read that book better, but I actually took what it said and started implementing it. Those are the people that are going to succeed. And the fact that Pascal's had that book for less than 2 weeks, he's already got a bunch of follow-up questions because he's actually implementing, just fires me up. And that is a, I don't want to say a lesson you can learn, but certainly an example you could follow, Clean Nation. All right, Pascal, how can I help you in front of all these good people, build your business, build their business? What's going on? I can help you with today, brother.
The first thing, the best advice you give me was just take 2 things and just implement those. And one of the 2 things I did was listen to you, one, about implementing. The second was USP.
Unique selling proposition
right now.
Unique selling proposition.
Unique selling proposition. So after going halfway through this book, I've cornered my market, my niche market, to be make readies in real estate. And my unique selling proposition is what I need help with.
Okay. When you say make readies, are you talking about move in, move out cleanings for like realtors and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a quick 2 seconds on that, not just for you, but for Clean Nation. And then we'll talk about getting your unique selling proposition. So I am not a fan of make readies or move in and move outs. My favorite part about the cleaning business, and part of the reason I chose this industry to coach in as opposed to others, like my car dealership, we had all this overhead and mechanics and employees and finance managers and cars on the ground and just a lot of expense. And the first of every month, I had 0 income. I had to go find someone to buy one of these cars every dang day, or a couple people to buy these cars every dang day to make my business work. And I started over every month with, you still got all, you got to pay for the building, you got all these expenses, you got to go find all the money. It drove me nuts. In the janitorial business, in the residential cleaning business, it's not like that. You can have recurring customers where you're like, you know what? It cost me $30,000 a month to open the doors, but I've got $60,000 a month coming in every month before I sell anything. That is my favorite part of the janitorial business. And we miss out on that when we do the move in, move out cleanings because we've got recurring customers, right? But as soon as move in, move out stop happening, that stops happening. It's not like a recurring kind of contract. It's just every month they give you what they want. So it's not the end of the world. I'm not saying it's terrible. I would just encourage you to consider adding some recurring. And again, I know move in, move out is somewhat recurring. It's better than it's because it's one time clean for this guy, but there still has to be a new guy every time. Whereas when you sell a contract where you go in every week or every other week, you don't have to sell that person every week or every other week. They just keep buying from you. So I'm not saying move in, move out's bad. I'm just saying that's my big concern. All right. Now that I've hit my soapbox that you didn't ask me for help on, let's talk about what you did ask me for help on. Unique selling proposition. There are 2 rules that you need. If you fulfill both of them, or the better that you fulfill both of them, the better your result's going to be. The 2 rules are, one, it has to be unique, right? It's right in the first word. If you say, my unique selling proposition is we are a green cleaner, that does not work. Everybody says they're a green cleaner. That is not unique. If you say, we're honest, we're hardworking, we clean well, none of those are unique. All of your competitors, whether it's true or not, all say that, right? Not one competitor says, we lie to your face. Everybody says they're honest. Everybody says they clean well. Everybody says they're a green cleaner. Those are not unique. The second one is, it has to be of value to your customer, right? You could say, we clean in orange jumpsuits every month. Or every time we come. Well, that's unique. No one else does that. No one else advertises it, but your customer's going to go, so what? Who cares? That brings no value to me. So the 2 criteria are, it's got to be unique, truly unique, not something everybody claims that they do. Even if they don't really do it, in your opinion, if everyone's claiming they do it, it's not unique, right? Like Domino's, they started the whole pizza delivery industry by hot, fresh pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes less, or it's free. They don't even offer that guarantee anymore, but it's still there. 30 minutes or less was unique. No one else was saying that. Everybody else was saying, our dough is better, our cheese is fresher, our this is better. It was all about the pizza. Domino's, quite frankly, delivered a pretty average pizza, but they got it to you hot and fresh in 30 minutes or less. Nobody else did that. It was unique, and they started at college towns, right? College towns where you got a bunch of people probably sitting around smoking dope, can't drive, they need someone to bring them, and they've got the munchies, they need someone to deliver the food to them. So they knew, this is unique, and it is a value to my target customer. So That said, do you have one that you thought about, or do you want to work it out together, or what would you like to see happen next now that you've got the rules of how to create it?
I've got four.
Hit me with one, and we'll break it down and see if it qualifies.
Okay. Not just a cleaning company that does it well. We're a marketing tool that helps you sell, that actually cares about you as well.
Okay. Wow. So a little long, but let me see if I can get it. Not just a company that cleans well, but a company that helps you sell. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're a marketing tool. We could just stop there. Not just a cleaning company that does it well. We're a marketing tool that helps you sell.
All right. I like that a lot. So let's talk about that. Unique is every other cleaner is going to them saying, we're going to clean faster. We're going to clean better. We got better looking employees, whatever. I don't know that any of your competition is going to say, we will help you sell your houses. So that is check, check, and check. If I'm a realtor, I can find 100 people willing to clean my move in, move out. And the only way I can have to make a decision is who's cheaper, right? And that's not what we're looking for. I don't think I can find anyone that can actually help me grow my business. So I love that. I gotta say, Pascal, just by reading the books that you've done and taking in the information that you have and the way that you're looking at the world, I believe that you can help your realtor friends sell more houses. So I think on a 1 to 10, that's a 12. Helping you, and again, the way that you say it, I like the rhyme. It can be a little confusing, so I'm not sure on the verbiage. That's like an 8 or 9 right now. But the concept of I'm gonna help you sell more houses, and oh yeah, by the way, we clean, but really what I do is help you sell, that's a 12. I think that is really shockingly good. Anyone that's not in Houston, Texas, that's serving this market, that'd be a good one to steal. That's phenomenal. So as far as, is it unique? Yes. I don't think anyone is offering that before this podcast, at least. Two, does it help your customers? Yes. They are far more interested in selling houses than they are about move in, move out cleaning. So Pascal, if I could have come up with one and used it as an example, as the smart guy, I would have stolen yours. Yours is far better than anything I would have come up with. That's a 10 on both counts. We can do a couple more, but that one's great.
Well, they all are kind of in the same field.
Okay, well, hit me with the next one. Because again, the words on that one were, I like the rhyme, but it was a little confusing. So the words I'm not 100% positive of, but the unique selling proposition of, we don't just clean, we help you sell more houses. I mean, I'm gaga over that. I think I'm so impressed with you, not just because I like the unique selling proposition, but it shows that you're thinking about it right. So many people will go, I'm cleaner. Our people are nice. We won't punch you in the face. We don't lie. I'm like, you're not getting the point. That's neither unique. And of course it helps your customer, but it's not unique. You nailed it right out of the gate. So if you want to give me a couple more versions of that, well, I'm happy to give feedback, but the what you have is phenomenal. Go ahead.
That's really you. That's really you. When I answered those 10 questions, it really changed the way I approached my unique selling proposition. Those 10 questions,
hold on, real quick.
Specify what I wanted.
Real quick, just so everyone listening, are you talking about, is there 10 questions I had in the book?
So unique selling proposition, you talk about it, and then you're like, okay, here's some freaking genius questions to help you get your idea across. Before it, I had a wild idea that was so to the left, I threw it out and never even brought it to the table. But after answering those questions and really asking some hard questions, like, what do I really want out of this? That made me ask some really hard questions. It made me be able to specify exactly what I want to portray in my message. I want my message to tell them that I care and what, and this, that, and the third.
Okay, cool. Hold on, real quick. I just got to do, anytime someone mentions a resource, especially when it's mine for crying out loud, I want to let everyone know where they can get that. So the people listening can go, well, I want those 10 questions. I'm the author of a book, I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? It's available on Amazon. I will put a link in the show notes page if you want to get the book and those 10 questions. I think it's $20, so everyone should be able to afford it. Not pimping my own book, but again, anytime there's a resource, I want to make sure people have that. So that said, go ahead, brother.
Okay, so we take the time to understand you, then address your specific need. The way we care for you is give you one less thing to worry about. Zebedee Professional Cleaning. Nobody understands your pain like us.
Okay, so that was far inferior to the first one. So a couple, and I don't want to beat you up, but you did so good on the first one. I think they're all going to be inferior because that one was so good. But first it was long, so I'm having a hard time understanding what it is you're saying. Second of all, I still don't yet. Say it again real quick, and then let me interrupt you right in between because it was too long. I can't absorb all of it. So just say the first line and let me comment.
We take the time to understand you, then address your specific need.
All right, that's good.
The way.
Hold on. I'm just thinking that through. That's good. It's just a little, we take the time to understand you and get your specific need. So that you should be thinking that way. Okay. I agree with
that. We can probably shut that out.
Well, again, I just want to give you the whys, right? Because there's people listening. I want to help them create their own as well. So that is the correct way to be thinking, but I don't know that's the way I don't know if that's unique because everyone's kind of going to claim, well, of course we understand our customers. So you're going to want to get that on a deeper level and actually do that better than other people. But I don't know that I'd quote unquote advertise that as a unique selling proposition. So yes, I agree with that philosophy. No, I don't think it's a good unique selling proposition. What's the next line?
The way we care for you is give you one less thing to worry about.
Okay, that's closer than most would get. We're going to give you one less thing to worry about. That's good in that realtors do want, they've got a bunch of crap going on, and that's good. I just don't think it's as unique because technically all of your competitors give them one less thing to worry about, right? They're all saying that. So yes, it qualifies on the, is it a value to the realtor? Yes. It does not qualify, and is it unique? No, every single cleaning company says that they give them what they do, right? They take care of the cleaning, so the realtor doesn't have to worry about it. So that part I would eliminate completely. What's the next part?
Okay. Zebedee Professional Cleaning. Nobody understands your pain like us.
Okay, so I take out your name, because we've talked about this before, definitely in the presentation I gave you, but people, their most favorite subject is them. Their least favorite subject is you. So ideally, if we're going to put a business name in there, it'd be their business name. But since we can't, you know, change our logo for every business name or USP, I would just take that out. But we understand your pain. That's, again, that would be just as the same before. Very valuable to the customer. They want to know that they're understood, but everyone else is going to say that they're going to do that. So I don't know that I'd say we understand your pain better than anyone else. I would demonstrate that you understand your pain better than anyone else. So on your website, on your sales copy, on the fact that your USP is that we're going to help you get more customers, not just clean your houses. That's a perfect example. We know your pain better than anybody else. Well, that's a claim that is good, but everyone makes that claim. We are going to help you sell more houses. You're demonstrating that you know their pain is selling more houses. So do you see how that one's far superior? It actually fulfills on the promise of the, we understand your pain. That's a promise. We're going to help you market as opposed to clean. That's fulfilling the promise of, I understand your pain. I know I'm getting real deep, but does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So we're going to move on to the lightning round because I want to make sure that I shut up for 2 seconds and let you have the chance to share. But that first one, we, for the niche of realtors saying, hey, yeah, of course we're going to clean, but what we're really going to do is help you get more customers. That's gold. That is so good. You just came out of the shoot with the 12. I would just figure out exactly how you're going to say that, but that USP is perfect, Pascal. I just love it. It shows okay. Such an understanding of what we're talking about. I couldn't, even though I don't like that niche, I love that USP so much. It almost makes me hate the niche less. All right, let's have me be quiet for 2 seconds and give you the opportunity to share your experiences. I'm going to give you 3 quick questions. I have full confidence you're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
To be grateful in all things. Some of the worst things that ever happened to me turned out to be the greatest things. You would think losing it all was the worst thing, but I'm in a position to where all my dreams are coming true. I'm sober-minded and I'm structured right.
Pascal, so, I got to tell you, man.
All things, because you don't know why.
The only two things that, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be extemporaneous because you're just making me happy inside. The only two things we really do as the owner of a cleaning company is we attract and keep the right customers and we attract and keep the right employees. That's really it. If we could do that, we're going to be successful. All the tools I give are really just how to do that. And I try to beat that drum of on the employees, it's not how much you pay them, it's how you make them feel. It's the experience you give them. And with customers, it's not how much they pay you, it's the same thing. How do you make them feel? What's that experience? I love being around you. I love your energy. I love your gratefulness. I love your down to earth. I love that you know what's important in life. And I just, you're a guy I'm like, I want to be a part of. The community that you're creating, I want to be a part of. And I'm neither a prospective employee or a prospective customer. I'm just telling you, if you just keep that up, people are going to want to come be around and they're going to want to be a part of what you're doing. And I can't encourage you enough. And hopefully you've listened to this podcast enough to know I'm not all roses to everybody, right? This is sincere. I just love your attitude. And if you just spread that in the Houston area, you're absolutely going to be successful. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
Biggest mistake I made in learning the cleaning business was not making enough mistakes. Every mistake I've made, even bidding low, I learned, hey, man, this is the last time I'm ever going to do that. But I earned my keep by still doing my heart out. And they turned out to be some of my biggest referrals. So not making enough mistakes is my big mistake right now. Not just, you know, if that was a deal, like if you're making a deal, you're making a deal. But there has to be a point where your pride is on the line and you're just trying to put out a good effort.
God, I've got to tell you, and I hate to just be like such a big Pascal super fan, but you're just absolutely nailing it. If I could just, for my one-on-one folks, if I could just flip one switch in their head, it's to make more mistakes faster. Everybody wants to get it right the first time. That never works. The faster you make mistakes and the higher quantity of mistakes that you make, the more successful that you're going to be. Really, this podcast, all of Cleaning Nation, is just me and Cleaning Nation sharing the mistakes that we've made with other people to save them from that. And the way I got so good is I made so many mistakes. So I couldn't agree more, Pascal. All right, I'm going to give you one last question and try not to talk over it for 10 minutes, but you get me so excited. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice that will improve their business and or their lives? Something you implement really easy, real quick, right as soon as the show ends.
It's simple. Nobody cares what you know till they know how much you care.
Couldn't agree more.
If you,
yeah, that's so good. I'm not even going to add to it. That was well said. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you take the time to go out of your way to show somebody you care, they're gonna want to know what you got to sell, what you got to do, who you are as a human being. Nobody cares how much you know till they know how much you care. And anything in life.
Couldn't agree more, Pascal. I've invited you onto the show having zero to do with how smart I think you are, although I do think you're very smart, just because you have got so much. Yeah, you're yes, 1,000 times yes. Pascal, thank you for joining us. I am honored to have you on the show. Thank you for sharing your story, your passion, your wisdom. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Pascal's show notes page, get all the links that we mentioned, get the special video I made for you. It's all there at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.